Tomorrow is the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy. It was a major turning point in World War II that led to the eventual defeat of the Nazis. When the war started, women were not allowed to report on the front lines. But that didn't stop some women from fighting to do it. One of those women is Martha Gellhorn.
Everyone was violently busy on that crowded, dangerous shore. The pebbles were the size of melons, and we stumbled up a road that a huge shovel was scooping out.
Martha Gellhorn started writing about the war back in the 1930s when she and her husband at the time, Ernest Hemingway, covered the Spanish Civil War. By 1944, her marriage was over, but her career was still going strong. Lise Doucette is the BBC's chief international correspondent, and she's created an hour-long radio documentary on female reporters at Normandy. It's called Dames of the Day, that features a number of women, including Martha Gellhorn.
By the time she got to London in 1944, the man who got her started in journalism, including with her distinctive style of writing, which was to focus on the human side of war, Ernest Hemingway, he went and I think despite her, he then got accreditation for the magazine that Martha Gellhorn had been writing for Collier's, which meant that Martha Gellhorn didn't have an accreditation for a newspaper or magazine. And she also didn't have the official papers from the United States for the American military authorities to go to the front. But being Martha Gellhorn, that was not going to stop her. She smuggled herself onto a hospital ship, locked herself in a toilet, and when it drew up to the Normandy coast, it was too late, and there she was. So she went ashore and got a remarkable scoop because she was the first woman to report on the invasion. And even sweeter, she got there before Ernest Hemingway.
So women weren't supposed to be doing this at the time. How much trouble did they have with editors back home?
There was an official ban on women going to the front line when the Second World War started. But as the years went on, when women fought these battles, and some male editors did take up their cause, Helen Kirkpatrick, who was the bureau chief for the Chicago Daily News by the time 1944 came around, talked about a certain George Lyon, who was an American editor in London, who battled the British and the Canadians and said, look, Helen Kirkpatrick, can hold her own with all of the others. And they said, well, you know, she can't dig a latrine. And he said, she can dig a latrine better than any of you in this room when it comes to that particular activity. So a lot of people, men and women, stuck their neck out for these women.
Anyone who's seen Saving Private Ryan or read about this has some sense, I mean, no direct sense, but some sense of how horrific the invasion at Normandy must have been. And I'm wondering why anyone, a man or a woman, would actually want to be there and report on it.
This is, I mean, what is the nature of journalism? And the extraordinary thing is in reading these accounts is just how feisty, determined, and competitive these journalists were 70 years ago. This was the story that mattered, and they wanted to be there on the ground. Never mind that the communication facilities, the security precautions, all those things, it was an entirely different world. When it came to the essentials of journalism, it was exactly the same. And the men, by all the accounts at the time, basically there was a lot of prejudice and misogyny that basically they felt this was a man's job to go to the front and it was no place for women. And so the women who wanted to get to the front lines had to fight personal battles on many fronts in order to get there. But they were so remarkable. Take Helen Kirkpatrick. By the time the days before the D-Day landings came in 1944 in June, she was the bureau chief for the Chicago Daily News. And she had come over from America to Europe several years earlier. And when she got there, she realized that this was her calling. So she cabled back to her husband a short telegraph, which says basically not returning, and stayed there. Martha Gellhorn left America at the age of 21, and 21, 70 years ago, is a lot younger than it is now. And she had, as she recalls, $50 in her pocket. I mean, extraordinary bravery and courage. And when these women all found themselves sort of jostling with the men, hanging out, you know what it's like, David? You're all hanging out, looking at each other. It was a highly competitive atmosphere. Everyone was wondering who would get the scoop. The women were part of this in every way.
Tomorrow is the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, and Lise Doucette of the BBC has created a new radio documentary. It looks at women who reported on the landings in Normandy, and I'm wondering just what your sense is of what women brought to the reporting that perhaps men didn't.
But it's undeniable that some of the women reporters, because initially they were told they could only report on what the women were doing. And so that meant reporting on the nurses, reporting on the soup kitchens, reporting on the wrens, reporting on all the roles that women were carrying out during the war. So they did bring a human focus. And in fact, Martha Gellhorn got her start in journalism and being a war correspondent when her husband at the time, Ernest Hemingway, said to her, you should be covering the war. And the war at that time was the Civil War in Spain in the 1930s. And she said, I don't know about, what can I write? I don't know about battles or weapons. And he said, write about what you know about and write about people. And that was what she focused on and made her writing so powerful that when she went onto the Normandy landings, when she went across Europe, when she went to the concentration camps, she reported on the casualties of war, the victims of war, the human side of war. Similarly, Lee Miller, who the glamorous model who wasn't content to be just photographed herself and became a photographer, she also wrote about the terrible human stories that she saw when she went into newly liberated Paris, when she found herself on the front. She had thought the fighting had ended in August in Saint-Malo, France, but she still found herself in a bunker there and ended up having what her son says we know today as post-traumatic stress syndrome. She went into a spiral of depression for 20 years after reporting on these wars. So they did bring us something different.
Lise Doucette is the chief international correspondent for the BBC. You've heard her reporting on this station from the wars in Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Arab Spring, and you know you've traveled the world reporting on conflict. And I'm wondering what you take from these stories personally, what you learned.
I have to say that I was really taken aback by reading the stories of these women of 70 years ago. They are remarkable, both for their determination and derring do and for the quality of their writing, even by the standards of the world that we live in today. And to see how fiercely determined they were to get to the front line, to get the story, to get the scoop, I found really admirable. You have to admire them for how much they had to do, basically to be able to do what they felt they should do. And Martha Gellhorn was constantly firing off angry letters to the authorities saying, why should I have to beg as a favor to be able to be the eyes for Americans who can't come over and see the war for themselves? You're treating us, she said, as some kind of nuisance, where basically we just want to do what we are qualified professionally to do. All of these women were so gutsy and so glamorous, but I have to underline, they gave us some of the most distinctive and daring chronicles of this extraordinary story of that generation, not just because they were women, but because, quite frankly, they were just simply great journalists.
Lise Doucette is the chief international correspondent for the BBC. She's reported from the war in Afghanistan, conflicts in Pakistan, and the Arab Spring. You can hear her full radio documentary tomorrow on KUOW at noon. And next hour, we're going to hear about Oregon's long-awaited World War II memorial, which opens tomorrow. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.